Why is there more people to learn? There's no, there's less.
Access to this forum, right? People will go out of the way to go to the
It says in this Gemara, it says in this Braisa that you could have a chiyuv tavla chomacha by a shor nisul. You could have a chiyuv tficha by a shor nisul. It's machlekes really in the Braisa, but the machlekes revolves around side issues. Where the first thing says it's a machlekes in kibbutz rabbanei. Later the Gemara says it's a machlekes in shechita shein ruiyah. But fundamentally, if you get rid of those technical problems, you could have a chiyuv tficha on a shor nisul. So Taisa says, Taimo, the tikshin hachlei shlokish dom a perik mubo. The lesser mechir, lesser betficha. Rishlokish says in Avakama that it's a machlekes of Yerichan Rishlokish. But Rishlokish holds in Avakama that anything that doesn't have, really what he holds in Avakama is that anything that doesn't have tficha doesn't have mechira. Taisus assumes that it's a two-way street. The same thing applies in reverse. Anything that doesn't have mechira doesn't have tficha. And if that's the case, so hafa shor nisul lesser b'mechira. Shor nisul is also benar, so there's no mechira in the shor nisul. So if there's no mechir in the shor nisul, how could there be chiy of tavach? How could there be chiy of tficha? So at this price, there should be a kash and rish lakish. So Taisus answers here, Shleimer, the hosum kachim chamiri, the less nukadim mechir. Avol shor nisul, im tirenu la'akum, ein teufis damo. But by a shor nisul, you could sell it to a, you can't sell it to a Jew, because also rana. You could sell it to a guy, because it's not teufis damo. So that's the first eight synthesis. You could have mechir by a shor nisul, hagam, it's also rana. You can't sell it to a Jew, but you could sell it to a guy. Then Taisa says, "Rabbi Natan Shaimer, the ain't Shorin Niskel Nesem Echayim Nicho." But the point of Rabbi Natan holds that even though Shorin Niskel is also banah, it's only also banah la'achem Misa. But Kaidem Misa is not also banah. So then it's not shver because we're talking here Echayim. When you sell the Shorin Niskel, it's still alive, and therefore you could have it could be mocha. So the point of Rabbi Natan, it's not a problem. Taisa and Sanhedrin says, "Forget from this Gemara is a riot to Rabbi Natan." I've come to Taisa. So it's a very short thesis. Very short thesis. Bristling with problems. Problem number one. Not even an exhaustive list, but just for starters. Problem number one. Thesis seems to say it's like a machaikus, Rabbi Natan, and not Rabbi Natan. If you could sell a shor nisul, you hold not like Rabbi Natan. A shor nisul is also mechayim, so then you can't sell a shor nisul. The point of Rabbi Natan. That a shor nisul is mutar b'ana, it's only also lacham isa, then you could taka sell a shor nisul. That's what it says in Taisus. Right? According to Rabbi, if you don't hold like Rabbi Natan, if you hold that a shor nisul is also mechayim, it's hard to know who holds it away exactly, but let's say if you hold the shor nisul is also mechayim, they're actually steers. But if you hold the shor nisul is also mechayim, so Taisus, then you can't sell a shor nisul. But if you hold Rabbi Natan that a shor nisul is mutar b'ana mechayim, then you could sell a shor nisul. So what's that? If I would ask you, not knowing this Taisus, could you sell a shor nisul? Not knowing this Taisus, but knowing Shas, could you sell a shor nisul? So what would you say? No. How do you know? It's a price of what we're coming up and name it out. Mochrein and mocher. You should nigma dino. The price says that mochrein and mocher. So it's a fair shor price. You can't sell a shor nisul. Mochrein and mocher. Hekdishi and hekadosh. It's a price of mufreshes and what we're coming up and name it out. That once there's a nigmar adin, don't have to wait for it to be killed. As soon as there's nigmar adin, it says mocher mocher and ekdeshe ekesh and ekdeshe kodesh. Va'achash nigmar adin, it's mocher and mocher ekdeshe and ekodesh. The fairish of gemar, so what's Taisus talking about? According to Benatan, you could sell it. If you don't not like a Benatan, you can sell it. It's a psoriasis from either Benatan. It's a gemar mefreshes. You can sell a shayness. So. This Taisus is really like an abbreviated version. It's like the Reader's Digest version of a long Taisus in Sanhedrin Daf Pei and in Zvochim Daf Ayin Aleph. Daf Ayin or Daf Ayin Aleph? What? Daf Ayin Aleph. There is this, it's a little bit more elaborated. And the truth is, Taisus Bava Kama Mehe also sort of addresses it. Taisus Bava Kama Daf Mehe and Aleph, maybe we'll start there. Taka asks, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Ashar Niskel Mechaim is Mutar Bana, so why is it Machrein and Machrein? So Taisus answers that even according to Rabbeinu Tam that it's mutter mechayim, but since it's a mitzvah l'sakoi and not to be ma'ana the din, to recycle it right away, so therefore it's ene mocher. It's not so clear what Taisus is saying, but in the long Taisus in Sanhedrin and in Zochim, a little bit more elaborated, He says that you can't sell it since you have to kill it right away. So if you sold it for any kind of long-term use, like you sold it l'ridayah for plowing or for anything like that, so then it's ein mocher because it has to be rushed off to the base of skila. It means like a mekachos. But it is fundamentally mutter ba'anah, says Taisus, and therefore, as far as the steer to Agamar is the yeshna of a mechira, Taisus, yes, it's yeshna of a mechira, because you could sell it lirkal olav the base of skila. You could sell it. Somebody wanted a ride to the base of skila, so you could say, you know, I have a shorniskel. It's going to the base of skila anyway. So here for $2, I'll give you the shorniskel. You could ride it to the base of skila. You won't have to walk. So it's yeshiva b'mechir. So of course that's not a normal case. The normal case is you sell it l'ridayo, and that you can't sell it. And if you sold it, it wouldn't be. You sold it l'ridayo. It's ainim mocher. Some stunning means it's the mekachtos. But in theory, it's still full. It's called Rabbi Agamar, it's Yeshna B'tvicha. So called Sheinu B'mechir, Eina B'tvicha. So all we need is some far-fetched case that it could be called Yeshna B'mechir in the world. So Taisa says, yeah, there's a case. If you hold like a minute time, then it's Yeshna B'mechir. You can't sell it for any kind of normal thing, but you could sell it for somebody who needs a lift to the base of skila. So Mimele, it's called Yeshna B'mechir. That's what Taisa says. That's what Taisa by us means. That if you hold like, presumably, that if you hold like a minute time, that it's Mutter B'hano, so then Agamar is good. Why is it Yeshna B'mechir? He means not that you can sell it for normal things. Mochre ain't a mochre. You sell it for anything normal, it's not good because it has to be rushed off to the base of skilo. But you could sell it for a ride to the base of skilo. This is another case of basin where Miss Aslan, for some reason, you saw basin is not gonna be circled so fast, so then maybe you couldn't. Then you could sell it. It's not a normal case, but if for some reason basin is on strike, maybe basin is on strike, so then you could sell it to somebody that'll have it to be diet for the duration until the basin gets around to being cycled. So it's called Yeshna. So ordinarily speaking, it's Eine Mocher, but it's theoretically possible to be Mecher, so it's called Yeshna B'Mechir. That's what Taisus over here. That's what some of our Taisus means. There it's spelled out more. That's what I don't understand so much. So if that's the case, why is it Kedisha Eine Kodesh? The Mocher Eine Mocher, I understand. The Gemara means, yeah, according to the time, you could sell it. You could sell it for a ride to the base of skila. You could sell it for based on a misaslim. You can't sell it for normal things. So if you try to sell it for a normal thing, it's ain't a mocha because it's a mekachtos. But why can't you be makdash it? If it has some kind of shavis, lirkavol of the base of skila. So why can't you take the shor and the skill and be makdash it with better kabbais? And it'll be called, Shlinian said that better kabbais could sell it to somebody who needs a ride to the base of skila. I mean, for the kedusha to be chal, maybe if you're selling it, so that's not what you sold it for, so it's a mekachtos if you sold it for anything larger than that. No, you sell it for $1,000, what a show would normally go for. It's ainim ocher, because what's it worth? It's worth $2 for a lift to the base of skill. It's ainim ocher. But if you makdash it, so as long as there's some possible ishtamshus you can get out of the show in this school, so why shouldn't the kedusha be chal? So I don't understand that exactly. How Tosis is. That's a problem. We'll leave that as a problem with Tosis. Not a problem that I'm necessarily going to have an answer for. But that's the chara stama problem with Tosis. The way Tosis explains. Again, the Seder Advarim is. Tosis is. The Seder Advarim by us is Bekitzer. Taisus in Zvachim, Taisus in Sanhedrin, it's more barichus. It goes like this. Taisus, it says in the Agamara that it's Yeshna b'mechir. A shor niskel is you could be taveach a shor niskel b'chayim dalav. Hey, it must be Yeshna b'mechir. So according to Reish Lakish, you need to have Yeshna b'mechir in order for it to be Yeshna b'tvicha. So from Agamara, we have to posit that it's Yeshna b'mechir. On the other hand, we have a Gemara b'bakama that says that it's Eina b'mechir. So Taisus says so. It's a stira. Is it? Agamara implies that it's Yeshna b'mechir. The Gemara b'bakama says that it's Eina b'mechir. So Hekis Kaim Shnei Advarim Alol. Says places in Sanhedrin that if you hold like Rabbi Natan that Mechayim it's mutter, you have to be cyclic and then it'll be also, but Mechayim it's mutter. So then we have an Eitzah. You could say, Mochre in a Mochre, if you sold it for normal use, you sold it for $1,000 to be used for plowing, you sold it like a tractor, then it's not a Mochre. But if you sold it for $2 to ride onto the base of Skila, then it is Mochre. So the Agamor is back to the situation of Mechira. In some ways, it's Yeshna Mechir, not a normal case, but it's Yeshna Mechir. And the Gemara Baba Kama is saying, but practically speaking, it's Eina B'Mechir because the way you would normally sell it, it wouldn't be Chal. But if you hold not like Rabbeinu Tam, and you hold the Shor Niskel as Osir Bahano, says Taisus, so then it's Eina B'Mechir categorically. It's Osir Bahano. So how can Agamar imply that it's Yeshna Mechir? So therefore, it's a riot to Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Seder Advarim. That's the way our Taisus is condensed. That's the way the argument is presented in the Taisus in Sanhedrin and Nisvachim. So I'm just adding. I don't understand why it's according to Rabbeinu Tam. He's telling me the reason why you could sell it is because lirka v'olav l'beis eskila. It's ain't a mocha normally. You could sell lirka v'olav l'beis eskila. So why is it kedusha in a kodesh? So any of that, I know the answer, but I don't. But anyway, that's number one. Then, if you take a look back at then that Taisus says the Tam said another reason why it's macha ena macha. Even though it's mutav ano, it's still macha ena macha. Tam saw the Tosis in Sanhedrin and Zachim. Just by show of hands, how many people? I mean, I gave a lot of my kindness this time around. Not everybody saw this, the Tosis in. Okay. It's okay. Unless we're going to come back to all this, I'm just. I want to start from places, then we'll get into something else. And then we'll come back eventually to Tosis. I just want to lay out problems. So Tosis over there in Sanhedrin and in Zvachim, when he says, Vesaycha Dorm, he says, the Gorm of Akamim and Hay again says that Mochri, Eni Mochri, once it's Nigmadino, you sell the Shah in Israel. He says, so it's a Kashan Rebbein Atam. Rebbein Atam says that it's a Mutter Bano, Mechayim, it's a Mutter Bano. So why is Mochri, Eni Mochri? So one answer Tosis says, which we already just talked about, is that mocha ena mocha means if you sold it for $1,000 for a normal thing, so it's ena mocha. But if you sold it for $2 for a ride to the base of skila, then it's taka mocha. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam will do with the Gemara in Bava. That's how Rabbeinu Tam will understand the Gemara in Bava Kama. Again, it's better because that'll reconcile our Gemara. Mocha ena mocha means it's ena mocha for, it's ena mocha for, it's ena mocha for long terms. But it's mocha for the lift of the base of skila. But then Tosis adds, "B'shem Rabbeinu Tam himself," that Rabbeinu Tam said that the reason why it's Eini Mocher is because it doesn't have a Bailam. Ein Le Bailam. As soon as it's Nigma Dino, it's Ein Le Bailam. It's not Osir Bano, but he is no longer the Bailam, and that's why it's Mocher Eini Mocher. And that Tosis says that that's not possible. Rabbeinu Tam said it, but Tosis disagrees. Says it's not tenable. Because in our Gemara it says it's Yeshnevi Mechir. And if he's not a Baal, then how would it be Yeshnevi Mechir? So, it says in that Tosfos that Rabbeinu Tam held that even though Ashar Niskel Mechaim is not Osir Bahanah, but the Baalim become immediately no longer, as soon as there's a Gemara Din, the Baalim stop being a Baalim. Even the Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Mutar Bahanah, but a Baalim is not. And that's why Mocha Yeh Mocha. So Tosis doesn't like it because Tosis says, so then you stop the Agamar. Agamar says it's Yeshnevi Mechira. Yeshnevi Mechira, it has to be that he's a Baal. Tosis doesn't like this thesis of Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam himself apparently held that even though Rabbeinu Tam is the Baal Ashita, that Ashar Niskel is Mutter Bahana, nonetheless Rabbeinu Tam says, but a Baal is not. Tosis says, no, he is a Baal. Tosis likes Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis and Rabbeinu Tam are on the same side. Tosis likes Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not also Bahana. But he doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam that he's not a Baalim. That already Tosis doesn't like. No, but he is a Baalim. That's how we reconcile it to Gemara. He is a Baalim. He could sell it for a lift to the base of Skila, but he can't sell it for long term because we have to be a Mamari to the base of Skila. But Rabbeinu Tam himself says that the Shor Niskel, as soon as it's Nigma Dino, he's not a Baalim. What's Hakab Shat in that Rabbeinu Tam? Why should he not be a Baalim? If it's Mutar Bano, so why is he? If it's Osir Bano, that we'll talk soon. Can you be a Baalim something that's Osir Bano? And I come later to be bound to get mutter by now. So if the Shah Niskel Mechaim is still mutter by now, it's going to be also by now. In an hour, it's going to be. We'll get it to the skill. It'll be also by now. Come at Sarah Pesach, an hour before Chatzis is also going to be also by now in an hour. But right now, you're still a bile. So why over here by the case of the base of skill, just because it's going to be Niskel in an hour, why is it also by now? I mean, sorry, why it's mutter by now right now? So why is he not a bile? So what would you say? What could be pshat in this Rabbeinu Tam?
As soon as they say it's a Shor Niskel, then it's like in the rishus of the Beis Din, because the Beis Din's going to kill it.
I don't know if that's true.
That's why the Mishnah says he's not allowed to be Hakdish, or Makdish, he's not allowed to be.
Kishen Kodesh, Al Zeguf on Adonim. Why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kishen Kodesh for the same reason, because he's not a Baalim, but Al Zeguf on Adonim. Why is he not a Baalim? I don't know. Look, ideas we could think of, but I'm looking for a Gemara.
Have you brought up Gemara here that
increases the guys in the eye? It's Gemara for the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is a Gemara Mefreshes, and it's so much a Gemara Mefreshes that this counts as one of the passages on Tosis. Not Tosis, but else doesn't talk about it. Tosis over there. How could there be a machlokes about this? It's a Gemara Mefreshes. The Gemara says in Krisus Chavdalim that a Shor Niskel Shehusmu Eidov, the means you have a Sharniskel that's really not a Sharniskel. Because the Eidim on whom we were gathered, the Eidim came, they said this is a Sharniskel, we had a Gemar Din, now the Shar is going to be taken out to be killed. And then Eidim, other Eidim come, and they're Mazim, the Eidim are Shain. So it turns out the Sharniskel is not a Sharniskel anymore. Nonetheless, says the Gemara, Kol HaKleim Zocha, anybody could take the Sharniskel. It's Hefker. Why is it Hefker? It's not a Sharniskel. The Eidim rules him. Why is it not a Shar? Why is it a Shar? Why is it Hefker? So the Gemara says, because the Bailim, when they saw that the Shar is going to be is a Shar in the school, the Bailim were missing, were mafgirit. The Lashon Gemara is afgirit. Rabbi Craig over there in the Gilyan HaShas brings you to Shalami that it means he's Nisyayish. The Bailim are Nisyayish. We'll see later that might be important. It's not Mamash Hefgir, it's Yush. Because I start claiming to say Hefgir means Hefgir, but pay. You have to say, to make something Hefgir, you have to say that it's Hefgir. So he didn't really say that it's Hefgir, but we assume the Bailim were Nisyayish. So Lemaisa for the time being, that's the same thing. Yush, Hefker, Lemaisa. So it's a perish Gemara. The Gemara says that a Shar Niskel, that's not a Shar Niskel. Nonetheless, it becomes Hefker. Anybody can take it. Why? Because when the Bailim thought that it's going to be a Shar Niskel, when the Aiden came and the Bailim discovered that it's going to be a Shar Niskel, so the Bailim were Messiah. And then it becomes Hefker. Avada, that's the Pshat in Rebbeinu Tam. When the Talmud said that a Shar Niskel is mutter b'hanoa, but he's still not a Bailim, he's coming from that Gemara in Krisus. That it's not a mutter b'hanoa. Till you take it out of the Beis HaSkilu, it's mutter b'hanoa. But in 20 minutes, it's going to be taken out of the Beis HaSkilu. So right now, the Bailim are Mishayesh. Because what are they going to do with it? Yeah, that we're not going to say. The Bailim are not Mishayesh because they can still sell it there, you know, to ride to the Beis HaSkilu. That's the Bailim don't think they're going to find. Somebody's looking for a lift to the Beis HaSkilu. So the Bailim are Mishayesh right away. You know, so it's a Gemara for Reshus. So it's Mamash Apelah. So it's a Gemara for Reshus. So what is Takan Taisus arguing in Rebbeinu Tam? Rebbeinu Tam says, "Ainly Bailim." Taisus says, "Taisus there in Zochem and in Sanhedrin." Taisus, no, it's Yeshu L'Kaimli. Agamara says that it's Yeshu B'Mechir. If he's not a Bailim, why is it Yeshu B'Mechir? I'm done. It's a Gemara for Reshus, and maybe we can ask it as a Kasha for as by itself. Since the Gemara says that by a Shor Niskel, you're the Bailim of Yishayish. So how could Agamara imply that Taisus holds an Agamara some implication? That is Yeshna B'Mechir. How could it be Yeshna B'Mechir? The Bayim were Mishayish. Al Kaponim, how could it be a subject of Machaikas? Taisus says Machaikas remain in Ham, Taisus. So that's another problem here in Taisus. Then there's a third problem. The Gemara Baba Kama in Samaches has machlekes of Yeshu B'Mishayish. What's exactly the case of a ganav selling a behemoth to be chayav al behemoth? When exactly is the ganav selling it? Before the Bailim were Mishayish? After the Bailim were Mishayish? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's talking about even after the Bailim were Mishayish. Because even though the Bailim were Mishayish, but the ganav is not kind of, the sugi over there is the sugi about Yush, if Yush is kind of. Is a ganav kind of with Yush alone, or do you need Yush and Shina Yushus? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that a ganav is kind of that a ganav is not kind of with Yush alone. Unless there's a Shina Yushus, the ganav is not kind of. So the Bailim were Mishayish, still not the ganav. And therefore the ganav could turn around, and therefore, if the ganav sells it, then it will become, then first it will be Yaisi Mishus of Bailim, and the Mechir will be Chal, and that's the Chir of Dalad Behe. Rish Lakish says that no, Yish is kind of. If the Bailim were Mishayish, then the behemoth belongs to the Ganav outright. So the Ganav afterwards can't be Chayav for being Tavach Umachar. Shalay Tavach, Shalay Umachar. The behemoth already belongs to the Ganav. He's Chayav in Tashlumen, but that's it, end of story. It's like the behemoth died, or he did a Shinui in the behemoth. The behemoth is gone. The Ganav is kind of Yish. So HaKoch HaTalimah, that when the Torah said that the Chiyuv Tvichu Mechira, it's talking about only, according to Rish Lakish, only before the Bailim were Mishayish. Before the Bailim were Mishayish, so the Mechir is Takanach Chal. A guy that takes the behemoth that doesn't belong to him, from which the Bailim were not Mishayish, and he sells it to Lekeach. So he's Chayav for Mechira. What Mechira? The Mechira wasn't Chal. So how could there be a Chiyuv Dalad Behe for a Mechira if the Mechira is altogether not valid? It's a fictitious Mechira. Says the Gemara in the Chenami, according to Rish Lakish, the Chiyuv for Tavach Umachar is for making a fictitious Mechir, for going through the motions of a Mechir. The Lashon of the Gemara is that the Chiyuv is not for being Mishtarish Bechet, but for being shona b'chet. I'm giving it to you now. I didn't give it as a marmokum before. I didn't want to overburden. But you should take a look. That's the gemara. In other words, shtarish b'ched means that you're deepening the gneva. You're doing something. You're taking it. You're being marchik it more from the bialim. Before, the bialim still owned it, but you took it. You stole it from the bialim. Now by selling it, the mechir is chal, and now the bialim, now it's already no longer the bialim. So that's called being mishtarish b'ched. You're going deeper into the ched. The shlokish holds the chiv is not for being mishtarish b'ched because the mechir is really not chal, and it still belongs to the bialim, and you have not added really anything to the original gneva. But it's a shonah. You're repeating the ched. You took it away from the bialim, and now you're passing it along to somebody else. So it's a shonah b'ched. But the mechir is not really chal, and nonetheless, the Torah is mechayev for dal bay. No, so it says beferish. So it says we have a gemara that according to Reish Lakish, the mechira of dal bay is a fictitious mechira. It's not a mechira that has any validity at all. So somebody asked me a kasha. So what's that? Taish's whole kasha here is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the one who holds called sheyesh nevetichu sheyesh nevechira. Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik over there in the Gemara that Taish is talking about. Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have this rule of kol she'eshin between creation and mechir. So Taish's whole kasha is only in Reish Lakish. That's the place to start. Tikshu l'Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish himself, and what's Taish's kasha? That since the Shor Nisgul is osur b'anah, so the mechir is not really a valid mechir, right? Like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, mocha in a mocha. It's not a valid mechir. So how can it be yeshna b'tficha? It's ainu b'mechira. You can't do a valid mechira to shorin iskel because it's also b'hana. What's Taisus kasha? According to Reish Lakish himself, Reish Lakish l'shitosoi, the mechira of dalad hay is anyway not a valid mechira because it doesn't belong to the bialim, to the ganav altogether, and it's kaidem yush, and it's not going to belong to the lekeach. So the whole chi of mechira is because you moved it from point A to point B. It was sitting by the ganav, now it's sitting by the lekeach. Lekeach doesn't acquire it. Because it's not the ganav's, it's kaidem yush. So the lekeach doesn't acquire it any more than the ganav. Nonetheless, shonah b'chet, the ganav moved it from his rishus to somebody else's rishus. So for that mere movement, that's called shonah b'chet. First he took it out of the bialim's house, he put it into his house. Now he takes it out of his house and he puts it into somebody else's house. That's shonah b'chet, and that's the mechir, that's mechayim adalad b'hei. So that you can't have it. Why can't you have that in Yisrael? No? It's a steer to the Gemara. The Gemara of Avakam is mocher to mocher. If a bialim sells a shor nisgul, it's not a valid mechir. We're not talking here about a bialim. We're not talking here about being a valid mechir. We're talking about shonah b'chet, moving the gneva from point A to point B, from the base of ganav to the base of lekeach. So why can't you do that in a shor nisgul? Who cares if it's also b'ana? So what's the taisus kasha altogether?
Is this a kasha to
Reish Lakish? Okay, it's great. Reish Lakish to shitasi. It's great. It's great. Reish Lakish to shitasi. Reish Lakish l'shitasi holds the negation of a tefira. Reish Lakish holds the negation of a tefira. Negation of mechira. So Hashoyel Yishal. So how could you have a tack and you have a mechira in a shor nisgul? The Brisa says that you could be terech a shor nisgul. Obviously, it must be according to Reish Lakish. If the Brisa says that you could be terech a shor nisgul and mechayev dalav hay, it must be that you could sell a shor nisgul and mechayev dalav hay because Reish Lakish has this equation called sheyeshna b'mechira, sheyeshna b'mechira, sheyeshna b'tefira. That's not true. You don't need kol sheyeshna. But according to Reish Lakish, if the Brisa says that it's sheyeshna b'tefira, it must be sheyeshna b'mechira. So how could it be sheyeshna b'mechira? It's the chosav ha'no. That place is kasha. What's the kasha? Reish Lakish, l'shitasa, will answer you. I'm afraid we can say, a gavaltika, we could go into Eretz Yisrael. Have you Reish Lakish, l'shitasa? That Reish Lakish, l'shitasa, Reish Lakish holds that you get kol sheyeshna b'tefira, sheyeshna b'mechira. So he has to hold that a shor nisgul is yeshna b'mechira because the Brisa is yeshna b'tefira. So how could that be? It's also b'anah. The answer is the shlokish l'shitosoi that the chiyuv of the chiyuv mechira by dalav hay is not for doing a valid mechira. It's just for being shana b'chet for moving it from point A to point B. That you could do even in Yisrael. No, what's bothering Taisus? Okay, Taisus should say Taisus should be happy. Shlokish l'shitosoi.
Why is Shlokish bothered by hektish? He says he can't talk.
That's
in the mechira.
No, it's not two things. The Gebraisa says, and the Gebraisa Mehe is not talking about Gneva, not talking about the Ganav, Dalad Vehe. The Gebraisa is Stam, a Bailam, had a Shor Niskel. And there was a Gemar Din. So it's Mocha and a Mocha, and a Gdisha and a Kodesh.
Baba Kama, Ayin Zayin. That's where Reish Lakish, where Nafokish was talking to Yochanan about Yishlam and Mechir.
Right.
His whole thing is that, we're talking about.
Oh, the Bailam, we're Makdish, Vase Ganav, that's so good.
Ganav Vase Hekdish.
Oh, what's that?
So there is Lakish that the Reish Lakish says that might
be a mark. All right, Baba Kama. Yeah. Yeah. very spooky. The Gemara Taka says that according to Reish Lakish, if you stole Kachin Tumim, and then you shechted it, you wouldn't be chayat al vehei because it's not yesh to mechira. So you're asking, why is it ain't a mechira? All you have to do is move it from point A to point B. Yeah, we can add that to the Kachas. I hope Besayf, when we answer this problem, we'll answer that problem too. Okay, we'll see. I think we'll be able to, when we have more to work with, we'll be able to address it better. So I'm just laying out, these are all the problems in this text. There's a lot here. So I think that what I want to do is, I want to talk for a while about a general topic that I always ran away from because it's such a big topic. I was always afraid of it. Because I know it's a shah, but the mile of saying shir is that sometimes you just can't run away and have to deal with it. And that's the topic of, is there bailus on Isuri HaNo altogether? To what extent can one be a bailam on Isuri HaNo? And I think if that's just a preface to dealing with the Tesis. You know, if we have, it's very hard to even get into the thicket of how to deal with this Tesis without having without being armed with more information about the, just to what extent can you be a bailam on Isuri HaNo? To what extent, therefore, could you sell Isuri HaNo? To what extent could you zeich in Isuri HaNo? This is a very broad sugya, and it's a yam. This is a sugya that shayna v'chayna v'marich about this tremendous amount. What I want to do, we're not going to be makif everything there is to say about this sugya, but what I'd like to do, at least to talk about it a little bit, and to try to just see the basic shittas, basic concepts. I think I have a little bit of dover achadish also to be meisiv and meis medrash v'lechidish. I think I have a new tahara in the topic, and so first I think that if we have that, first we'll understand Taisus better, and then also I think we'll also just be a neches. But later on, when you run into this topic, you know, you'll have already a haschalas too. I'm always with these kind of big shas topics that they're too big to be makif in one fell swoop. But if you can get at least a kernel, if you can get a core of clarity in it, then afterwards you can keep adding, keep adding to it. But so if we can get some kind of core clarity in this topic, basic ideas, then that'll be valuable for the Tosfos and it'll be valuable altogether. So that's what I want to do today, just to talk through this topic a little bit. So we'll start like this pasuk: can one be a bailam on Isuri HaNo? So Haschalas Dvarim is, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Beis, Simen Reish Beis. And the Rashba says, the shaila that the Rashba was asked was, if Reuven was Madir Shimon HaNo in his Nechosim, Shimon is also HaNo in anything that belongs to Reuven. Now the halacha is, it's Gemara Mefreshes in the Dharm, the Rashba points out, if I'm Madir HaNo in my Nechosim, then even if one of my Nechosim came into your possession, it remains also HaNo. So let's say, for example, a father was Madir his son HaNo, all my Nechosim are also to my son. whatever, the father's angry at the son, maybe the son majored in something he didn't want to major in. The father asks if the son, from all of his nechassim. Then the father died, and now the son Yashin is in nechassim. So the Gemara says, the nechassim are also by hanah. Even though normally I can't be mad that you hanah from nechassim don't belong to me, only nechassim, I can only be asked you by hanah and nechassim that belong to me. I can't be mad that you by hanah and nechassim that belong to you, and here the nechassim belong to the son. That says in Perish and Gemara that since the nechassim, the son got the nechassim from the father, and the father was mad by hanah, so it remains also by hanah. So now the Rashba Shiloh, the Rashba was asked the following question. Reuven was Madir Shimon Ba'anah Menechasov. Now it's Sukkos. And Reuven, Shimon doesn't have a luluf, so Reuven wanted to give his luluf to Shimon to use. Now, there is a rule that mitzvahs lav lehem is nechum. Doing the tilus luluf per se is not violating an Isra Hanah. So therefore says the Rashba, if it's not Yom Tov Rishon, if it's Chol HaMoed, he could do it. Reuven could give his luluf to Shimon. Shimon doesn't have to be kinder, of course. And Shimon will be noyka lulav, and it doesn't violate the neder because mitzvahs lav lehenis ninu. But on Yom Tov Rishon, says the Rashba, it doesn't work. Because on Yom Tov Rishon, you need lachem, and you can't have lachem in Isur Hanah. Because if it's also b'hanah to you, then you can't have bialos in Isur Hanah. That's the side of the Rashba, that you cannot be a bialos in Isur Hanah. And the Rashba goes on and he says that he brings a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, I don't remember what that, but it's brought down in the Gemara in the Dorim HaMizayim. The Mishnah says that if a father was madir hanah, his madir his son banah, and then the father died, so lo yirash b'nai, the son doesn't yashin. Says the Rashba, why isn't the son yashin? So the Rashba says because of this rule, that since the nechassim are also banah to the son, so mimela he doesn't yashin. He can't yashin because he can't be a bailin in Isuri hanah. So since these nechassim are also banah to the son, so the son can't yashin because the yashin means to become a bailam, and you can't have bailas in Yisrael Hanah. So that's Shitas HaRashba, that you cannot be a bailam in Yisrael. This is what you do. Shitas HaRashba is that there's no bailas in Yisrael Hanah. Could be smashman Rashi that way. The Gemara Pesachim in the beginning, right, that Zion is it? The Gemara says that Chometz is any b'shusha shalom. The Gemara says Chometz lach ha-shashishis you can mafkit. Too late to be mafkid because it's ainu b'shusay. It's ainu b'shusay because now it's also another. It's ainu b'shusay. Rashi says ainu shalay. Rashi on the ainu b'shusay. Rashi says ainu b'shusay means ainu shalay. So Chorat says in there Rashi also very similar to this Rashi that you can't. This is something that I owned before 5 minutes ago was mine. But now comes Chometz and it's also another. The Gemara just says ainu b'shusay. Rashi says ainu b'shusay means ainu shalay. So Chorat, that Rashi is also mashma like the Rashi that you can't have bialas in Isurei Anu. On the other hand, the Ran seems to be chaylik, because it is chaylik. Because the Ran and that Mishnah about the father was madri son, but I know, and then the nechassim fell to the son, and the Mishnah says in Bava Kama lo yirish benoi, and it's quoted in the Gemara in the Dor Mem Zayin. The Ran over there in the Dor Mem Zayin says that it does not mean literally that the benoi, that the son is not yirish, that it doesn't, the yirusha doesn't happen. A lot of the yirusha happens. And the nechassim now belong to the son. When it says la'yirish benoi, it just means that the son can't use the nechassim because he's also b'hanah. But the nechassim do belong to him. And the Ran says a raya, because the same Mishnah goes on to say that those nechassim yiten libnoi ayla ochiv, the son could give it to his brother, or he could give it to somebody else, or lebal chayvoi. He could give it to his, somebody's coming after him for a debt. He can give it to the person who's coming after him for a debt to collect. So you see that it does belong to him. Then the Ran explains. So what do you mean? But if he gives it to his debt collector, so he's being neneh. If he gives it to his brother, to his son, to his friends, so he's being neneh. So how could that be? He's also banah. So the Ran says it doesn't mean literally. He goes to the son and says, take it. He can tell people that, you know, I got these nechassim. I'm also banah with them, and you know. You should know that I have in the chassidim that I'm also b'hanah. And then if his friend goes and takes it, then that's okay, because he didn't give it to his friend. Or even if his balchayv comes and collects it, that's okay. He didn't give it to the balchayv. He didn't tell the balchayv here, collect from here. He just let the balchayv know, you know, m'siach l'fitumah, you know, she know I have these in chassidim, they're not doing anything, I can't be nana from them. And then the balchayv comes and collects, and that's not a violation of the terms of the nana. Zakoponim says they're on that faket, the son does yash. They're all right, because the Mishnah says that you could give it to the brother, you could give it to the son, you could give it to the Balchayv. So you see that the son really did Yashin. It says, La Yirish B'noi, just means that the son shouldn't be Nenet. But technically speaking, the son really did Yashin, and the son is a Bailam on these Nechos. What is the Rashma going to do with that? With that riot? It's a very good riot. It says he could give it to his son, he could give it to his brother, he could give it to his Bachayim. So you see the son did Yashin. So the Rashma himself in that Shuvah addresses it. And the Rashba says, no, that's not shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean that the son could give it to his Bachayim, to his brother, and so on. It means the father, who was madder his son with from his Nechosim, and now the son's not going to Yashin. If the father was, the father could go to a friend of the son, to a grandson, to a Bachayim of the son, and the father could give it to those people. You know, he wants the son to benefit his son. He was madder in Nechosim. He was madder in Bahanoah. So what he could do is, he can the father can give it to somebody in the circle of the son, and that way the son will have some kind of benefit from it. But the son himself, about or not, because the son's not a Baal, the son doesn't Yash. So we have to be fair, Machlokes, the Rashi, and the Ran. You know, when they talk about this Machlokes, this issue, can you be a Baal in Yisroel? I know. So it's the Raidis, it's Machlokes, the Rashi, and the Ran. I mean, this is true, Lechayra, it's Machlokes, the Rashi, and the Ran. The Rashi holds there's no Baal in Yisroel, I know. And therefore, if a son, if a father is mother, his father is his son, the Hano, and then a chosim comes to the son, so it's. The Rashi holds the Yushin Achal, the son does not Yashin. And the Ran holds the son does Yashin because you could have, apparently the Ran holds you could have Bailas and Yisrael. Do I see the is everything I'm telling you new or is some of this Mariam Akhaim issue? Sorry. I know maybe I didn't give enough. I didn't see it so much in the Mariam Akhaim. Okay, maybe I should give you time. I'll say a little bit more, and then I'm just going to stop them because you really have to see some of this. I have to go soon anyway. I'll talk through a little bit, one more thing, and then we'll put it on hold and tomorrow. But tomorrow, McClain is on Yisrael, you should see. Because that's when tomorrow maybe we'll talk through this issue of Bailas and Yisrael no more, but at least you should have seen those Mara McClain, and then we'll come back to the Taisus. So. Well, let me talk through a little bit more, even not having seen so much Mishkei Baruch. Anyway, it's... Now, L'chor, there's a Kasha in the Ran. That I'm going to talk about. Because there's another Ran. Yeah, this is in the Dorm Pehei Amad Aleph. The first Ran was in the Dorm Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. The Rans are all on the page. The Ran that's on the page in the Dorm. This is in the Dorm Pehei Amad Aleph. The Gemara that they're talking about, that the Ran over there is talking about, is a case where you have a Yisrael and he has Truma. And Truma, the Yisrael, has a right to give it the Chol Klein Shiyut, so that's called Tovus Hanoch. The Yisrael, and his Machalikas, if that's called Mammon or not Mammon, Tovus Hanoch, is Mammon, is considered Mammon, is not Mammon. Anyway, the Gemara says that Tovus Hanoch is Mammon. So then what happened is, that the Yisrael was madir all the Kayanim Bahano. So he was madir all Kayanim and Hano from his Nechasim. Which now is a problem because the Tovus Hano is mominous. And he could answer that mominous, the Neder could be Chal because it's going to be Chal on this. He has a certain, like it's not like the Truma doesn't belong to him at all. The Truma to a certain extent belongs to him. Not, he can't eat it, but it does belong to him to the extent that he has Tovus Hano in it. So therefore, to a certain extent, the Truma belongs to him, and to that extent, he was madder the Kohen in Bahano. If Tovus Hano is not Mammon, it's not his Nechosim, he can't be madder than Bahano, something that's not really his. But if Tovus Hano is Mammon, then he has certain Mammonists in the Nechosim, and the Neder could be Chal. So what happens? So the Gemara says that any Kohen could take it. Because since he was Mafgir, since he was Madir, basically what he did was, he made a Neder that forbids him from exercising his Tovus Hano. Because he was mad at all the Kainim from being Nenis, so now he can't really exercise his Tovus Hano. So therefore, the Glosh of the Gemara is that his Tovus Hano becomes like Afra. Like his Tovus Hano, his Mominus now becomes nothing, and now he like sort of loses his Tovus Hano, and now any Kain could come and take it, and they don't have to ask him because his Tovus Hano disappears. So the Ran says, Shatan Ekamar, or like an outgrowth of Ekamar, says the Ran. And the Rashba also says, in fact, the Ran quotes the Rashba, but he agrees to the Rashba. Both the Ran and the Rashba say that the Pshat in that is that when a person is maf, that since he was maf, by taking a nether from this Tovus Hano, so the Tovus Hano becomes Hefker. And therefore, based on that, says the Ran a Chiddush Din. Again, he says it B'Shem HaRashba, and So it's something that the Rashi and the Ran agree about. The Rashi and the Ran both agree that they take out from here a halacha that if a person is madir himself behano from his nechassim, because he took a neder, I don't want to be neder from any of my nechassim, or all of the nechassim. Let's say all of my nechassim in this room. So then anybody could take it. Anybody can come and take it, because it becomes hefker. Since he was madir these nechassim on himself behano, so it becomes hefker. Anybody can take it. You can't shame in the Rashi and you can't shame in. You learn from here. We learn this chiddush din. And I may ask, Mela the Rashi, I understand. According to the Rashi, that's great. The Rashi holds there's no bias in Yisrael Hanah. So just like if the father was mad at the son in Yisrael, so the son can't yash it because he can't be a bialim in Yisrael Hanah. So the bialim themselves, if they were mad at themselves Bahanah from these nechassim, so they lose their bias. Okay, that makes sense. The Rashi Lishi Tosi, we understand. But how does the Ran work? The Ran holds that he could be a bialim in Yisrael Hanah. And father was mad at the son Bahanah from his nechassim, the son yash. The son can't be nana. But the son yashins, and therefore, let's say if the Baal Chayv of the son would come along and take it, the son's even allowed to let the Baal Chayv know. He can't invite the Baal Chayv to take it, but he could, he could let the Baal Chayv know that he has these nechassim l'rasa manah. If the Baal Chayv comes and collects it, then it's called the debt was collected, because the Baal Chayv took his property, because it's called his property. So the Ran sheet is that you could have bialis in Yisrael Hanah. So if you could have bialis in Yisrael Hanah, so why over here, just because the person was mafkir his nechassim, just because the person was madir himself by not from his nechassim, so why can he still, but he's still a bialim, so how can anybody take it? So it sounds like a steer in the rat. So the Machane Chaim explains in Hilchos Chiyum Matanim that it's not really a steer in the rat. Because even though the Rashi and the Ran both seem to be saying the same thing, that when you marry yourself enough from all of your nechassim, the nechassim become, anybody can take it. But if you look closely, there is a difference. Because both the Rashi and the Ran, they then go on to discuss what would happen if you were then nishal on the neder. You went to Chokhom, you were, and he was out of the neder. Then what happens to all those nechassim that somebody took? So the Rashi says, you take them back. Only took them because they were also. He only had the right to take them because they were also about no, because you took a neder. Now it turns out the neder was never a neder meikar. The whole neder was a mistake. The chacham was oikel the neder meikar. So it turns out there was never also about no. If it was never also about no, then you didn't lose the bialis. The guy had no right to take it. Then everything reverts back. And the Ran says no. The Ran says that it does not. The Ran says even if you be nishal on the neder, but the guy can still keep it because you can't be nishal on a hefker. If you be nishal on a neder, you can't be nishal on a hefker. At first glance, the Ran doesn't make any sense. It's not being nishal on hefker. It's not. This wasn't hefker. This was he was mad. Maybe hefker was the result. But what he did was he was mad. He was mad. Hanoh. What made anybody allowed to take it is the fact that he was mad himself. Hanoh. And that he could be. That's like any other netter. Why can't he be nishal? What does that have to do with? That may be true if a person was mafkir something. So you can't turn around and be nishal on hefker. Most of you shouldn't hold. You can't just be nishal on hefker. Okay. But here's not that he was mafkir. He was madir bahano. The result may be that if other people could take it, but what he did was he was madir bahano. So what's pshat on the Ran? So Machanayim explains, okay, the Ran is l'shitasa. The Ran holds be'etzim yisuri, I know you don't lose the bialis. That's the other Ran of Mem Zayin. The Ran holds you could be a bialim in yisuri, I know. When the father is madir, the son bahano, the son yashin, you could be a bialim in yisuri, I know. So why does the Ran say that if you take a neder, anybody, if you madir hano, the chosluf, so anybody could take it? Must be not because the Yisrael Hanoh itself breaks the bialis. The Yisrael Hanoh does not break the bialis, but rather because when you were madir Hanoh from the nechassim and it became osur Hanoh to you, so then you were automatically mafki the nechassim, or at least nisiyayish from the nechassim. Alderach, very similar too. I don't think the Machanefayim quotes it, but we could inject Al Derech, very similar to what we saw where the Gemara in Krisus, that by a Shor Niskel, when there's a Gemara Din, that the Shor Niskel is a Shor Niskel, it became also Bano, so you're Misyayish. And even though later on, it turns out the Eidim were Huzum, and it wasn't really a Shor Niskel at all, but it doesn't matter, the Maisi, you were Misyayish. So al derech zekan, when a person is madr hanof from his nechosim, so he's still a bialim. He's a bialim. That's the other random of Zion. The Rand holds you are a bialim nisurano. But the meister from these yisur, from these nechosim that are also to you bano, a lot of you is yaish because you're also bano to them. So now you want to go and you want to make a shit. And that's what makes it that anybody can take it. What makes it that anybody can take it is not the fact that you were madr bano, because you're still a bialim. What makes it that anybody can take it is that the minute you were madr bano, you are then misyayish. And if you were misyayish, and anybody could take it, like they could take from an aveda. They could take an aveda from which you were misyayish. Says the Ran, now you want to be nishal. You can be nishal on the neder, but you can't be nishal on the underlying yush. Again, we'll add, just like by sharaniskel, you could be mazim, it's being a sharaniskel, and it's no longer a sharaniskel, but you can't be mazim the underlying yush. The yush happened. So derech zekan, he was madir ben nechosim. He could be nishal on the neder, but the underlying yish that resulted from that he can't be nishal. Therefore, says the Ran, you can't over here. What was mafkir the bailus over here? What makes it that anybody could take it is not the neder per se, but rather the yish that resulted from the neder. That's what made it kafra. That's what the Gemara meant that it's kafra. From that you can't be nishal. So forget the Rashi and the Ran comes out are really they're really lishitosim. The Rashi of Lishitos, who learns to know Bailas and Isuri Hanoah, so he learned that Gemara about Tevis Hanoah, that it becomes Ka'afra. He understood the Gemara to mean the Isuri Hanoah itself makes it Ka'afra. Says the Rashi, okay, but not you can be initial. The Ran holds there is Bailas and Isuri Hanoah. So the Gemara says that when you're Madri Hanoah from the Tevis Hanoah, so it becomes a Ka'afra, it means because you're Yish, because when you're Madri Hanoah, you're Misyayish from the Tevis Hanoah. And the Yish makes it Ka'afra. Says the Ran, from that you can't be initial. It's not Tarsan Dharma Yish. Okay, so far so good. So we have come out very Mishmak. We have Machlekes still. So we're still afloat. So we have here Machlekes the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba holds that there's no balance in Yisrael. No. And if you're Madra Anov, you're Mudra Anov, you're Madra Anov, you're Nechosim, the followers of Madra Anov from Nechosim. So there's no bailus, there's no yushu, there's no bailus. Anybody could take it. And the Ran holds that there is bailus on Isuri Hanoah, and therefore if the father is madir, the son by Hanoah, the son does Yashin. And if the person himself is madir, is Nechosim by Hanoah, fundamentally he really still has bailus. The only thing is, says the Ran, but there's yush. And therefore anybody could take it, mikoyach the yush, and that's the other one. That you can't be nish. Now if you're paying attention, you'll see that maybe there's still a problem. Which is, if you're telling me that every time you madir hanoah from your nechosim, you miss yayish from your nechosim, so why, when the father was madir the son, then the son yashind? So the Ran, so the Mishnah says, the way the Ran reads it, that the son can then let his baalei chayv know, they can come and collect, and they let his friends know, his children, they can come in and take it. Well, one second, why? But he was miss yayish. The Ran holds that when you're madir your nechosim, so you're miss yayish, like by Shara Niskel. So if you're miss yayish, so it's hefker. So how can your baal chayv take it? I mean, you can take it because it's hefker, but it's not going to count towards your chayv. Like, isn't that still a steer in the Ran? On the one hand, we have a Ran that says that when the father was mad at the son, now the son Yashin is a chasim, but he's also not to the nechasim. So the Ran says, okay, the son's also, but he still owns it. He's a bailim. He can go tell his baal chayv, I have these nechasim. They're not really doing anything. They're not doing me any good. Baal Chayv then comes, collects the Nechasim, and that's called the Baal Chayv collected the Chayv from his property, and it erases the Chayv. Here we have a Ran that says that if a person is madir himself from his Nechasim, so the Nechasim become Hefka. So we explain, not direct, that the Israel itself is not Mafkir the Bailas, but since it's also Banoah, so therefore he's Mafkir, therefore he's Mishayish, let's say, from the Nechasim. And once he's Mishayish from the Nechasim, so anybody can come and he can't say Boo. So, yes, the both Rans have in common that the Isser, you can have Bailas and the Isser, I know. But the Chayyid is still a Stira. Are you Mishayish or you're not Mishayish? When the father was Madar, the son, Bahano, so the Rans said the son, Yashins, he can't be Ned himself, but it's still his. He can tell his Baal Chayyid, the Baal Chayyid will come and collect. So apparently he wasn't Mishayish, because if he was Mishayish, it would be Hefker, and if it's Hefker, then how could the Baal Chayyid use it to collect the Chayyid? And the other hand, when the person itself is Madar, Hano and his Nechosim, there the Ran says that it's Yush, that it's Hefker. The Ran says Loshon of Hefker, let's say it means Yush, because really you were Mafkir Pepeh, so it's Yush. And and if anybody could take it. So why? So Chayitz is still the guy with the Yush. Is the Yush or is it not Yush? Why when the father It's inherited him, Gashim, the Nechosim. Why over there do I say he's not Messiahish, apparently, and the Baal Chayiv could collect it? And when the person himself is Madr Hanoah from his Nechosim, he somehow is Messiahish, and a Baal Chayiv, and anybody could take it. So then the Chayiv, if a Baal Chayiv comes and collects it, it's not going to be a collection of the Chayiv. Or we can ask the same question another way. If you can use it to pay your Baal Chayiv, then why are you Messiahish? That's really, you can ask the question that way if you want. You know, why does it say that if every time you Madr Hanoah from your Nechosim, so you're automatically Messiahish, because it's not doing you any good? What do you mean not doing you any good? Maybe you have. You can use it to pay your water bill, your electric bill. It's actually quite valuable. I mean, you can't tell the electric company to come and take it, but you can let them know I have this nechassan. If they come and take it, I mean, that's the other gemara. So it sounds pretty valuable. So why should you be Messiah? Chora never
passed would be considered a hacker, but if you're awake in nether yourself, father being the nether, then you're not being mafkir.
Well, so maybe we can mechalik there. When the father, when you make the nether yourself somehow, that's called that you're mafkir. Maybe that's called the nether bepeh. You're saying even. It's called hefker bepeh. Being neither bahana is called the yibim afker bepeh. That's a big stretch, but that's called hefker bepeh. Maybe they say, well, that's what the father did it, so that's not called hefker bepeh. Maybe. Although it's not worse than Sharon Iskel. You know, by the Gemara of Sharon Iskel, it became hefker. Anybody could take it, and there, I didn't say anything. It was just became a Sharon Iskel. And L'chor, that's where you see this principle. That's the aviyah voice of this principle, that if something's osir bahana, you're mafker it. Or the Shami says, you're mizishram it. The Lashon Gemara I said before, the Bavli of Krisus Chadal says you're mafkir, but there are, in the Yerushalmi it's mavur that it means yish.
Or you can't pay your
full. What?
Or
you can't even possibly pay your full. But the other Rambam Zion says he could use it. The Mishnah says that you could let the Bachayiv could take it. So the Rambam speaks out. You can't tell the Bachayiv to perish, but you can let people know, including your Bachayiv, that you have these nechassim. And if the Bachayiv himself figures out what. You know, by the Sharon Iskel, you can't pay your Bachayiv. I was saying, by the Sharon Iskel, maybe the Sharon Iskel, you miss the Ayish because you can't even use it for Bachayiv because it's not worth anything to anybody. But She'en came over here, maybe you're not miss the Ayish because if you use it to pay your Bachayiv, so why, if you do it yourself, does it become Hefka? Do it yourself. And some of that doesn't take the Bachayiv into account. Yeah, so maybe we can say Kimtus. It's a little shirt. The Maisa Nesivas talks about it. The Nesivas in Reish Ayin Hay. Reish Ayin Hay, some cotton aleph. The Nesivas talks about it, and the Nesivas says he answers this with his Yisoid. The Nesivas has a very important Yisoid, which would maybe also be useful to us. The Nesivas in the Chadash in many places that Yish is not exactly the same as Hefker in its effect. Hefker immediately leaves my Rishos, and it's ownerless. Yish just means that if somebody can take it, and I can't stop anybody from taking it, anybody has a right to take it. But until somebody takes it, it's still mine. That's the famous Yisoid of the Nesivas. The Tzais has the same Yisoid. The Tzais here, sort of unusual. The Tzais and the Nesivas both agree that to this Yisoid. The Tzais is in Tav. The Tzais is in Tav Vav. Tav Vav base, which we're going to be talking, we're going to be taking a look at, because the Tzais is also one of the Medabrim on the issue of Bailas Bisrei. No, it's the same Tzais. The Tzais also has this Yisoid. That Yush is not like Hefker. Hefker is automatically, it's Hefker, it becomes Hefker. And Yush is not the way. Yush just means that I lost an evade, I was Messiah, so anybody can come and take it. But meanwhile, it's still mine. There are Achenu disagree with this, you said, Yitzchokhan disagrees. Yitzchokhan is the famous, most prominent of. But other Achenu were Chaylik on this, you said, Yitzchokhan is Chaylik, he has against it. But it's big more Chaylik is Achen. This, you said. But anyway, the Nesivas uses it over here to good purpose, and the Nesivas says there's no steer here at all. He says a lot of this yish in both cases, across the board. This yish when you mudder hanoah something, your mother hanoah yourself, your father was mother hanoah. A lot of this yish. It's like an aveda midas. It's yish. So he says, but okay. So what does that mean? But it's still mine. It may be yish, but it's still mine. So therefore, meanwhile, if the Baal Chayiv comes and collects it, the Baal Chayiv is taking my property. The wife's after Chayiv. Which is a big chiddush, because the Chayiv could have taken it, the Torah is being zeicher from Yish. But that's what he says. The Maisa, meanwhile, it's mine. I was Mishayish. I can't stop anybody from taking it, because I was Mishayish. Everybody has a right to take it. But meanwhile, it's mine, Achasim. If the Baal Chayiv comes and takes it, the wife's after Chayiv. But, but nonetheless, it is Yish. And what about the opposite question? Why am I being Messiah? After all, it's valuable to me that I can let a Baal Chayiv come and take it. Remember, the kasha was both ways. The kasha was, if he's Messiahish, so why can a Baal Chayiv come and take it? Or why can he, you know, so that's the Mitzvah is answering. Even though it's Yish, but it's still yours, so the Baal Chayiv can come and then it's called the collection of the debt. The kasha was the other way under, also, why am I being Messiahish if I know that this Nechasim has value to me because I can let my Baal Chayiv come and collect it, I can let other people come and collect it. So what in the world am I doing being Messiahish? So the Mitzvah says, it's a deep thing. He says, if I'm not going to be Messiahish, the Messiah, there's no Yish. So what's going to be? That means somebody's going to come and take it. And I would tell him, oh, don't take it. I wasn't Messiahish. You can't take this. I'm going to give it to my Baal Chayiv. Or I'm going to let my Baal Chayiv come and take it. I don't want anybody to take it. I'm not being Messiahish. It's mine. I'm not letting you take it. I'm waiting for the Baal Chayiv to come take it. Says the Messiah, so therefore, implicit in the nether is that the nether has built in that he has to not stop people from taking it and wait for his Baal Chayiv. So Mela, that's also called the Yish. Like the Avinu Midasi calls it. When I'm madir Bahano, part of the Hadorah Bahano is, part of the nether is, that I can't even have the Hano of not letting people take it so that my Baal Chayiv could take it. That I'm also madir Hano from. And Mimela, it's like built into the nether that there's a Yish Midas over here, an Avinu Midas, that I'm going to let anybody take it. So not be mafkir, I'm not mafkir for peh. But it's built into the nether that he has to let anybody take it, not wait for the Baal Chayiv. And Mimela, that's the Yush, and that allows everybody to take it. Okay, it's Dvarim HaMukim, and it has to be thought through, because it seems a little bit circular. But Akapanim, it's not so much our topic right now, this issue about the tomb. We're going a little bit off topic, but you should know, that's the Nesivas, how they reconcile the two rats. Okay, maybe there's other ways to reconcile the two rats. What's important to us for our topic is that we have so far a machlokes between, seems to be very strongly based, a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. By, can you be a Baal Nisuri or not? Ka'omer, the Rashba holds in the Tshuva, okay, base him in Reish Beis, you cannot be a Baal Nisuri or not, and therefore, let's say at Lulav, your Madder, Reuben's Madder, Shimon Banochim is Lulav, so he can't give it to Lulav, so Shimon can't use it on Yom Tavishan to be Yitzhak's Mitzvah because it can't be Lachem. And likewise, the Rashba holds that if the father's mad at the son, Bahanofim is Nechasim, the son doesn't Yashim. And the Mishnah says that if that Yitnenu Lubnoi or Lubal Chayvai doesn't mean the son. The son can't give it to anybody. The son's not a Bailam. It means the father. If the father wants to somehow let the son get benefit from it, so the son can't, the son's not going to Yashim, but the father could use that money to pay off the son's Chayvus, and that will also be, you know, that way the father could do something for his son, fulfill his paternal obligations. But a component, the son does not yashin at all. That's the Shitas Rashba, but the son does not yashin, and the son doesn't yashin at all. And that the Ram Beferish Chel, the Ram in Dorim Zayin says the son does yashin. The son does yashin. Apparently, you could be a Baalim in Yisrael. No, the son can't be Nene. No, it can't be Nene. But the son yashins, and therefore the son could let the Baal Chayiv know. And if the Baal Chayiv comes and collects it, so very good. The debt was paid off because it fundamentally still belongs to the son. Then we had a kasha from. And that from the Dorm Pehei, where both the Rashba and the Ran say that if I'm Madir Hanor for my Nechasim, anybody could take it. So it sounds like everybody, both the Rashba and the Ran seem to over there to be saying that if I have that something that's also Banot to me, I'm not a Baalim, anybody could take it. That we saw from Machane Efrayim that no, even though they sound the same, they're not at all the same. The Rashba is anybody could take it because the Neder itself is Mafkiya the Baalos. And therefore the Rashba holds that if I'm Nishal on the Neder, then my Baalos comes back. The Ran knows anybody could take it. Not because Israel knows Mafkir the Bailus, but because when something becomes Osir Bahanot to me, I miss Yaish from it, like we saw by Shara Nisko. And therefore, the Ran holds it's not going to help for the initial on the Neder. I could be initial on the Neder, but the underlying Yish happened, like by Shara Nisko. Yamazin the Adam of the Shara Nisko, it's not a Shara Nisko, but the underlying Yish already happened. So here as well, I took a Neder, I could be initial on the Neder, but the resulting Yish already happened. And that's why anybody could take it, because I was Miss Yaish. So that's what's important for us as we have this machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. Is the Baal Mani Surah? No, the Rashba holds is not, and the Ran holds there is. Then we had a side issue about how come Adaf Mem Zayin, where the father was mad at the son, how come over there doesn't seem to be any Yush because the Baal Chayiv could take it, and it counts towards the dead. And how come on Daf Pehei, when the person was mad at his own Nechasim, there is Yush and anybody can take it? That was the Nesivus that I was telling you. The Nesivus holds there's Yush across the board, but Yush not Yashim Yishusoy. So you can't stop people from taking it, but meanwhile, if the Baal Chayiv takes it, then it's called that he took your property and it counts towards the chayv. Right, that's just for English and Nader, that's a side nekuda. Okay, we'll stop here. I want you to take a look at the Ran. Well, first of all, there's things we talked about. You should, you know, the Marble Chemist that we talked about today, you should see inside. So let's get out of these things inside, not take them for granted. The Rebbe of Yaakov Yafin used to say that the Gemara says, "Lama nimshalu divrei Torah ledod shashirim," divrei Torah compared to a child suckling. So he says that mad dad has a tina called manshim. I forgot exactly the lashon. Called manshiyonik moisiv atam. Child never gets tired of the mother's milk. It's always tasty for him. He always finds a time in it. So divrei Torah also, even the same things you learn every time you learn it, you find in it a time. So this Yaakov Yafin used to say, but it only works. It doesn't work if you drink from a bottle. It has to be from the source. So it's you want to see it firsthand. You want to see it in the source. Then it'll have a top. So anyway, you should see these things. But also take a look at the Ran in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel. The Dibur HaMasel, I think, is Matzah Tabas. It's a small Ran, it's just a few lines. The Dibur HaMasel in my Gemara is not in bold print, it's in light face. It's not a major Dibur HaMasel of the whole paragraph. It's just a few lines in the Ran. Take a look at that Ran, and there's a Tshuva Zerashba also that I gave as a Mar Mokum. It's a very short Tshuva Zerashba. Anybody remember what it was?
I sent it out.
Chelik, not Reish Beis. That's from what I talked about today. What is it? Kufayin Ches. What Chelik? Chelik Aleph Kufayin Ches. Very short Shuvas Rashba. And the Tzoyis in Tavvav Beis. The Nidin is this, that according to you'll see for yourself what the Nidin is. It has to do with can you be zeichen yisraena? That's the thing. Can you be zeichen yisraena? It seems to be a Gemara. You can be zeichen yisraena. The Gemara talks about Yisrael picking up Avodah Zarah, and it becomes Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael, and therefore has no bittul. Avodah Zarah has bittul. Avodah Zarah Yisrael has no bittul. So Gemara says that if a Yisrael picks up Avodah Zarah, he acquires it, it becomes Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael. So it seems to be you can be zeichen yisraena. That's very problematic. It's problematic according to the Rashba that there's no bialus in yisraena. And even though not like the Rashi, that there is bialus in Yisrael, I know, but it seems to be problematic anyway. The Tzoyis says, Yisrael, that even if there's no bialus in Yisrael, it's certainly not in Yerushus. That's really Gemara Yerushus by Chometz, Ein Yerushus. It's Ein Yerushus, how can you make a kinyan on it? So that's the discussion over there. So you have to see the Ran's take and the Rashi's take, but I think there's a new Yisrael. I think there's a new Yisrael to be gleaned out of that. And then Tzoyis, and then we'll go back to Tzoyis and Yisrael.